From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's Tan Talk.
So we're here and you're watching Don Reese Miracle Stories, so you better keep watching because I'm going to be on it pretty darn soon. If you don't, I'm going to go Hercules on you. Okay.
What's up, it's Joe Catone, and you're listening to Don Reese with Miracle Stories. I know I have a bunch of miracle stories to tell everyone, so hopefully we'll get a chance to do that, but you're listening to it right now.
Yay! Hi, I'm Don Reese with Miracle Stories TV Network. I will bring you inspirational stories that will warm your heart and give you more faith in walking with God. Do you have a miracle story? Call 727-871-7788. You could be next to give your miracle story testimony. And if you want miracles to happen in your life, join us at beaminghope.org in Largo, an amazing church with real miracle stories. And we have Sunday service, Wednesday Bible study, women's fellowship, men's fellowship, and kids flip night. Get right with God and come to beaminghope.org and join me on Tuesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. I'll see you here with Miracle Stories.
Welcome to Hollywood Connections with Don Reese. This is a Beauty Queen Reporter special. I'm Miss Photo Reporter Lifetime, and you are listening to Chat with Deidre. And I have a special guest tonight. His name is Michael Lohan. Are you on the line?
Yes, I am. How are you tonight?
I'm good. Thank you so much for coming on and just chatting with me tonight. I'm sure most people know you as Lindsay Lohan's father. So let's talk a little about what you do for a living.
What I do for a living. It's been a long road. Right now, I'm actually just taking a little time to think things out, going through a little situation right now. But I have been working on a holistic wellness program, a membership-based program, that's pretty encompassing, that does cryotherapy and infrared sauna and ozone therapy, compression therapy, red light therapy, IV therapy, all different things to help promote longevity, anti-aging. If people are sick, even with COVID, there's different kinds of IVs or treatments you can do to make someone healthier and make their lungs stronger. So it's a really interesting concept. I've stepped away from the treatment industry. It's been a long journey. I've been doing it since 2007, so it's 14 years. And it's just too much for me, and it's not something that I'm going to be doing anymore.
Right, so it's awesome that you have a heart to help people. People are always in need, and so definitely helping them in this way is really special. My mom is a therapist, so I know she has an impact in a lot of people's lives. And then I was looking at your Facebook, and you have a lot of spiritual stuff on there. You talk about God a lot, which is awesome, influencing people to look to God for help. So what makes God so significant in your life?
Well, I think for most people, I mean, anyone who has a connection with God or has gone through an epiphany like I have, and so many people have, I think God is the beacon in our life. He's our guiding light. No matter whether it's in a storm, if it's in the darkness of our lives, or even in times of when we're lost, if we focus on God and we put Him first in our life, He's always going to be there. He's going to guide us. He's going to walk with us. He's going to hold our hand. And listen, no matter what, people can profess one thing, but God knows our heart. God talks about that. Mm-hmm. It's written in the Bible in so many different places that God searches our heart. He knows our heart. He's going to judge or reward us based on our heart. No one can fool God. So if your heart's in the right place, and God is, that means God is with you. Just like it says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, that when Christ is in you, you're a new creature. The old is gone and the new is upon you. God is, once God becomes an inveterate, a deeply rooted part of your life, there's no way out from it. I mean, he's going to be there no matter what, even if you don't see it. Sooner or later, I've come to understand that there's nothing happens by accident. There's always a purpose. There's a meaning for everything God allows to happen in our life. So as long as he's your beacon, then he'll guide you and he'll walk with you.
That's awesome. That's great. I love that. I'm so thankful that I have God in my life. And, you know, I always go to him for everything. I talk to him all day long. And he is a beacon of light. You know, the word says his word is a lamp unto our feet. So that's incredible. And I know for me, when I was young, I gave my life to the Lord and everything changed. So what was a life-changing moment for you or something that you've gone through that made you who you are today?
Well, there were a couple of them. I mean, the first one was really, and my epiphany, came in 2005, on February 19th of 2005. I was actually, I hadn't had a drink in about 7 years, and something horrible had happened, and relating to my daughter, and then I couldn't find out what happened, and it was a moment of weakness, and I had 3 Irish coffees. And I got my car and I started driving to the airport, doing crazy, you know, rate of speed, over 80 miles an hour. And I ran directly into a telephone pole and I actually died in the accident. They had to resuscitate me. And that was my epiphany. I gave my life over to God at that point. And it was really weird because when I woke up, I actually woke up in the hospital and there was a lady in a black robe and a guy in a black suit standing next to me, and I thought it was dead, and I was going to heaven. But it happened to be a judge and a pastor sitting at my hospital bed. So I woke up to a reality that I didn't expect, and it really was a life changing moment. That pastor happened to be Pastor Jimmy Jack from Teen Challenge, and he asked me to devote my life to God and working with Teen Challenge and people with addiction issues. And he said that God had put it upon me to actually help people, and you know. Look, in life, I truly believe that we're meant to serve, not be served. I mean, it's the scripture as well. And when we put ourselves last, God will put us first. So, I dove headfirst into the Bible, went to Bible college, and became a minister and worked at Teen Challenge for the first 2 years.
How is that working with the teens?
Well, Teen Challenge started with teens back in, I believe, 1959, but Pastor David Wilkerson, who started Teen Challenge. But it evolved into a program for adults as well. And now it's probably the largest program in the world.
That's incredible. I love how God uses those things. He brings us to a point where, you know, there's nowhere else to go but to him. And I love that he brought people to you and to lead you to Christ in that way. And
yes.
I see you talk a lot about your church. You go to Christ Fellowship. So what's your favorite part about your church?
Well, that was when I was in Florida. Christ Fellowship was my home church. And I love Pastor Tom and Todd and Julie. The thing I like the most in church is like Times Square Church in New York and even Lakewood here, Joel Osteen's church down here in Houston. I truly believe that churches are meant to, we set an example, and we're meant to be a family and give back. Or, like, again, we're meant to serve, not just be served. And I love churches that have a lot of missions or have a mission, and they're making a difference in the world. And whether it's Teen Challenge and Times Square Church, or if it's, you know, it's Lakewood Ministries or even Christ Fellowship, they have so many missions out there doing so much good for people. They have, you know, food banks and medical missions and like Habitat for Humanity missions. They have so many different arms out there making a difference in the world doing the Lord's work.
Right, that's awesome. I love participating in that. I've done missions before, and I like serving and doing all those things. That's really important. And so if you, like, know someone or just anyone who's falling away from God, I know you talked about it before, he's the beacon of light, or of our life. Would you have any advice for somebody who's fallen away from God, or maybe they're questioning their faith?
Well, you know, sooner or later, God's always going to come there and knock on you, you know, tap on your shoulder. going to invite you to sit at the table and dine with him, and that's up to you whether you decide to take that invitation or not. I mean, we should never give up hope. We should never give up faith. We should always know that God is there for us. If we want to engage him, he'll engage us. You know, his hand's always there for us to grab onto. It's, you know, I kind of liken it to someone who's on like an obstacle course and there's all these different hurdles in life, and you have a choice of whether to jump over them, and some are going to get harder than others and keep going forward and move to the end of that tunnel, you know, the hurdles with the light at hand, or some people are going to choose to walk around them. And when you try to take that, you know, the easy path and walk around them, sometimes you get a little further and further from that path and you lose sight of that light. And it's harder to get back to it, get back to the path that God wants us on. So, you know, no matter whether you're further from the light or you've fallen, you have to get up, you have to open your eyes, open your heart, and just remember, God's always there for you. He's always going to be there, no matter what. He knows we're sinners. No one's perfect. The only one that was perfect was Jesus. And we're going to make mistakes. Everyone falls. No one can say that they don't have a weak moment or they don't sin. No one is sinless. So, you know, you just have to get up and dust yourself off and say, I'm getting back on that path again.
Right. That's so true. It's awesome. I love to always keep going and never stop and never lose hope. So that is incredible advice, especially for how the world is right now. I think we all need some hope. And so it's good to keep encouraging people to look to God.
Absolutely.
So, I actually watched Lindsay growing up, your daughter. She's incredible. I loved watching her growing up. She was so inspiring. I loved all her movies, her music. I think one of her biggest movies is Mean Girls. How was it like to be the father of someone so famous and so talented?
Well, it was a blessing and a curse. I mean, you know, here you want your simple life, you want your regular family life, and then your kids, when they're, you know, when they make it, when someone makes it in Hollywood at an older age, you know, it's a lot easier. But when it's a child actor and they're involved with so many people out in Hollywood, the kids are kind of thrown to the wolves in a sense, especially when they reach, you know, 18 years old and they're, you know, exposed to all the parties and all of the press junkets and all the things that are out there, and all of the evils in the world. It's hard. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you know, I always told Lindsay, and this is scriptural again, with as much given, there's much required. So when God puts something like that and blesses you with so many gifts, like you said, with singing and acting and dancing, and she's an amazing artist, you know, you have to use those gifts to be, you know, to send a message and serve God. And that's one thing I love about my daughter. No matter what she's accomplished in Hollywood and how talented she is, people don't see the other side. They don't see all the mission work that she does in Syria, in Lebanon, in Turkey. Even now, she's worked in India. I mean, one of our biggest things was human trafficking. We work together on human trafficking missions a lot. And she's got a real heart for children that are, you know, in a difficult position like that, because kids are defenseless and they need someone. They need a lot more help. They're so overlooked. We're focusing on the wrong things in the world right now, and I think children and the refugees and everyone out there that are less fortunate than we are, that don't have water, that don't have a meal, that don't know, that have no medication, they sleep on dirt floors. We overlook how blessed and how fortunate we are to have what we have.
Man, that's so true. That's one of my passions is human trafficking. I think it's so hidden and it's not talked about enough. I think there's so many movies about it. But like, I want to hear more of like the rescue stories, like where people actually being rescued or these guys being, you know, taken off of the streets and doing this.
It's a lot worse than we think or know. You know, you have these things that they call them conspiracy theories, like Pizzagate. They're not theories, they're happening. And there's very high level people that are involved in this kind of stuff. You have politicians right now in Florida that are accused of human trafficking and sex trafficking and things like that. But the most important thing is people think that human trafficking is just, you know, bring people over for to sell them, to make them sexual slaves, or have them work, you know, labor for different sort of cheap labor and things like that. No, you're harvesting the organs of a lot of these kids. They're kidnapping them. And imagine how much a child is worth when they start selling their heart or their lungs or their kidneys or their liver or whatever, as compared to just selling them, you know, however, or using them to work. But the things going on out there that people don't know about are absolutely horrendous, and people have to know more about it. It's just not spoken about, and people don't, you know, it needs to be more focused on helping these kids that are being trafficked. I'm not saying that older adults, it's not important for them too. Yes, it absolutely is. But I think that children just have a place in my heart. They're defenseless. They're innocent. They never chose to be, you know, to be put in that position, and it's just horrible.
Right. And that was going to be one of my questions to you, is like, what are some important issues in the world right now? So that's definitely one of your passions. And so how you're saying, you know, Lindsay has a platform, and, you know, the blessing and the curse of being famous, what would you say to maybe a parent who their kid wants to be an actor? Like, how do you keep being humble and stay with your morals and values in Hollywood?
It's really hard. I mean, through it all, I think that, you know, I think that we've, as a family, have stayed humble, and we've been a family. We've been a normal family. If you knew Lindsay, if you met her out in public, she's just a regular person. She doesn't act like a celebrity, and there's a lot of people like that. I mean, I have a lot of friends that are celebrities that are really down-to-earth, good people. And then there's the other ones that think that, you know, that they're God's gift to humanity. And, you know, it's just, that's on them. But, like I said, I think that with as much given as much required, and when people have that kind of stature in life, that they need to do something really positive with it. And to the people that want their kids to be actors or actresses, I think that they should really look into it and realize that, you know, before they get into that, and if they do become really successful, be very well grounded and realize that your family comes first, that your blood is always, your family's always going to be there, blood thicker than water. And no matter what, your family's always going to have your best interest at heart. Because the people out there, let's face it, come on, no one's going to love you like your family does. I mean, they're all in it. Most of society is always out there to make money. They're in it for the money. They're not in it for the right reason. And that hurts me with regard to what I'm going through now, because I've done things to help people. I don't do things. I don't put someone's health and well-being before money. And it's just, you know, it's horrible when people try to insinuate that, or if they even do that.
Right. It's so important. It's very important to always focus on your family and, you know, put them first before a career, before money. So that's awesome. It's super great talking to you. This is a really great interview. And do you just have any last remarks that you would like to say to people?
I don't know. I guess I could say, you know, talking about Lindsay and what people look up to, you know, people and celebrities and so on and so forth, as, you know, idols of some sort. I just say that some of the most beautiful people I know in the world are the people that have known defeat, and they've gone through suffering, they know struggle, and they found their way out of the depths. They have an understanding of life and what fills them with compassion. You know, looks are one thing and beauty is another. And to me, the most beautiful people that were created through hardship, and they've come out of depths, and, you know, they truly have known tribulation, and they haven't let it get the better of them. They're still, through all of the hardship and tribulation in life, they're still good people. And to me, I think that's something that we should all, you know, really realize, and we should look within. And no matter what we're going through, don't let that change you as a person. You know, put God first. Have a kind, loving, and caring heart, and just let him be your beacon.
Awesome. Do you have social media where people can follow you?
I'm sorry?
Are there social media links where people can follow you on social media?
Well, I'm on Facebook, and, you know, I have an Instagram. I don't go on it much. I'm on Twitter, but I'm not much for social media. I just like posting inspirational things. You know, things that I think will help people in one way or the other. But, you know, they can always reach out to me through Facebook, and if someone, you know, wants to talk, I'm more than happy to talk.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Michael. I hope you have a great rest of your night.
And you too, and God bless you, and thank you so much for having me on the show. And I thank Jackie Watson and Dawn Reese for this opportunity, as usual.
All right. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's 10 Talk.
Hey, everybody. This is Carrie K. Davis with Living a Healthy Lifestyle Show, and I have not been on in a while. I'm so excited to be back. Happy Thursday, everybody. I've got Lisa V. here. I'm with the Beauty Queen special tonight, and that's with Dawn Reese, and she's just amazing. She's been a great mentor for me, yes. So, Lisa, yes. Tell me a little bit about, like, you're doing some bodybuilding things. You have this amazing story about how you overcame the big C word. I don't like to throw it out there, but right. I'm also a big C word survivor.
We both are. It's awesome.
Yeah,
that's how God brought us together.
Yeah. I got hit by a school bus last year, and they found it. So I'm so grateful to Heavenly Father for finding that. And I want to say a prayer real quick.
Let's do it.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this show, Living a Healthy Lifestyle. We want to help as many people as we can to get healthy. Please help us tonight to reach out to the many people that need to hear this message from you. And we love you and we glorify you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. And
all right, Lisa.
I'm so glad that you invited me on. And you know, we have a story of our own. We met in a bar. And I'll never forget that we met in a bar. I'm drinking water and we're singing, and you looked at me, you said, "There's something about you, and I think you're going to be around for a while." Well, here we are 3 years later. You're on the radio. You're a Beauty Queen reporter. You've got, you just became certified as a holistic health coach, and you're changing people's lives because you changed mine with this amazing product that I'm proud to say that I use. I'm proud to say I didn't have to take the pain medicine anymore that they
Amen.
Prescribed me for not only my foot, but for my healing from surviving cancer. 8 weeks ago, I was told I wasn't going to make it, and God's got the final say. So 8 weeks ago, here I'm sitting with you because we have a lot to do, you know, through God and through your business. But I have been very blessed to be a promoter for the GBO, Global Bodybuilding Organization. We have the Gator Classic coming October 2nd. So please go to gboflorida.com, GBO_GatorClassic, Instagram, and any more info, 407-405-8606. But I use, you know, the products that Please explain more about the product that I'm so excited about.
I am so excited about this, Lisa. This is the very first patch that actually builds your own stem cells. It's a natural way to build your stem cells, and it really opens up your cells and gives your cells like oxygen. And it's just this little bitty patch that looks like a Band-Aid that I'm wearing tonight. And it's amazing. So basically the way it works is it rebuilds your copper peptides HGK levels in your body, and that in turn it's like going out in the sunshine and we build vitamin D. Well, that's what this is. This builds the light in our body. The light builds the HGK level, copper peptide levels, and things start to happen, and
we are seeing some amazing things that we are helping so many people with inflammation, pain. And of course, I can say that it doesn't treat, cure, or heal anything, but we're seeing so many thousands of people with so many testimonies of just amazing, amazing stories.
And success, because like yes. I said, they wanted me to take pills that, you know, have side effects that were, they were literally like, I was miserable, I was irritable, and but I was in pain. And, you know, when you're in pain for a year, and just like with you, you had a school bus accident
yeah.
that showed your cancer. I had a car accident that showed my cancer was not cured, like I was told last October. And just knowing that this, you know, this patch, literally, I stuck it where I hurt, which, you know, was you know, I had to have a full hysterectomy, and it worked better than any Tylenol, anything I've ever tried. And I couldn't understand, like, this little patch did all that, and it does. And the one thing that I know that we forgot to do, we've got birthdays in the house.
Oh yeah,
yes,
yeah, Marcy,
yes.
happy birthday.
We're praying for you, Marcy, and
yes.
Karen Arthur, you're the mostest. Happy birthday to both you ladies, and Marcy would have been here, but you know,
yes,
like,
Marcy's my new co-host for
yes.
Living a Healthy Lifestyle show. She's amazing. She's also a holistic coach. She does biohacking, so that's going to be on a show coming up on biohacking. So, but yeah, we got a lot of great stuff going on, and we got Sheila. We just went to the Papa's New York Diner. And thank you. We want to send a shout out to Sheila for an amazing dinner tonight with that
yes.
Greek salad. Oh my goodness.
Was,
I love
amazing.
Greek.
And Renee over there and all the amazing people that work there. If you are local to Clearwater area, I suggest Papa's New York Diner. It's really an amazing place to eat. I mean, so much food, you can't even eat it by yourself. But also, I need to give a shout out to Caesar and a shout out to Ryan, who I was able to purchase my car from. God bless me with
yes,
a car.
Yes, that's so awesome.
Yeah.
We have some miracle stories. I know Don Reitz is doing miracle stories. And, you know, on Living a Healthy Lifestyle show, I try to really help people with the five-step program. So my program basically works as mindset is the very first step. So getting up in the morning and spending that time with God, finding out what He wants us to do for the day, saying, Lord, who can you bring in front of me that I can help? Because there's so many hurting people. And we have to ask, right? If you don't ask, then
you don't know.
You know? And people come across our path every single time I turn around, somebody's coming across my path. And I'm sure that's the way it is with you too, Lisa. So,
well, Sheila has back pain.
Yes,
so
yes.
You're handing me a patch
yep.
sitting in Papa's New York Diner just, you know, 30 minutes ago.
Yep.
And she says, what's that? I said, oh, this for me, I'm not saying that everybody will get the same. You know, some people will get, it'll take longer for them probably
you
to get
the
effects.
You do have to be married to the patch for at least 6 months to a year. The reason I say that is because stem cells rebuild themselves as the body is damaged. So if there's areas in the body that are really damaged, they're going to go to work towards those stronger areas.
Right,
to work
first,
towards.
Right.
Yes. Now, we are seeing people that will, you know, see silly things that, you know, they notice that that's getting better for them. Like, not silly because you really need to sleep, but people are sleeping better.
I'm did.
Just saying that that it takes a lot longer to see the body regenerate itself. It took you a while to get your body in the shape that it's in, no matter where it's at. We have one body and we need to take care of it.
Right,
so,
it's supposed to be our temple.
Yes, it is our temple. And so it does take some time. And what I'm finding is the longer that I'm on the patch, the more I'm seeing my skin look,
yeah, you look
amazing.
And how old are you again? Because I used to think
how young I am.
Yeah, I'm sorry. How young are you? How young are you? I couldn't believe you were, you know, I'm just as young as you almost. So.
Well, I'm going to be 55 in February.
I can't believe it.
So stem cell regeneration activation is amazing, and we wear them for 12 hours because we want the body to regenerate. and activate.
Right.
And so it's going to activate the older stem cells that have been dead in your body. So 30 years old, you've lost 60% of your stem cells. Did you know that?
No.
And then
I sure didn't.
And then at 60, you've lost 90% of your stem cells. So that's no wonder why nobody is able to fight the disease and illness factor. So I'm really teaching a lot about that. And then you did the circulation magnetic therapy.
I did.
And that also helped you too when you were going through some really rough times.
I have shoulder issues, and it was just that really helped me along with the patch. And I try to tell everybody I can, look, you know, why put something in your body that, you know, the FDA, like everybody says, don't do, don't touch. But this patch, literally, it's helped me recover. It's helped I had the car accident. I had surgery on my foot, and I have severe pain in my arch. I put that patch right there. About 15 minutes later, I'm like, hey, 12 hours later, it's just great. And I think that a lot of people don't give the holistic
a chance.
You've got to give it. You did not destroy your body. Those who drink and smoke, I'm very blessed. I do not smoke. I don't drink anymore. I made a promise.
2.5 years sober.
Yes, 2.5 years. I'm right. That's
yep,
yeah.
I did.
And also, we have a church story that.
Yeah.
You
invited me to church.
You to go.
Yes.
I asked her that night at church. I didn't think she'd remember. And the next day you gave me your card that when you used to be Whiskey Rose and singing.
Yes, I did.
And I called you the next day and I said, I don't want to be a pain, but you know, something's on my spirit. You need to come. And here we are 2.5, almost 3 years later.
Yes.
You're sober. You're a holistic coach. You're a beauty queen. You're on the radio. Like, if I would have said to you, you don't have any idea in the next 3 years.
Well, you know what? Remember what you said to me when we first met?
Go ahead, say it.
You were like, you need to be on the Voice, and I was like,
okay, keep going.
I need to be on the Voice, really? Okay, well. Thank you, Lisa, because I thought that you should be on The Voice.
Yes.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, wait a minute. I got this girl who's singing at the top of her lungs, and she's amazing.
Aw, thank you.
And I really love the way you did, what do you call it? Take a little piece of my heart now, baby.
My goodness. Janice Chapel, look at me. I'm like, yeah, it's the Holy Spirit. I'm getting hot up in here. We can feel it. And I've just been told there's no sound on our Facebook, so we're going to try to fix that, hopefully. Something with a button. So anybody who's on Facebook right now, we're trying to get it to work here. But as far as, I know that if you had a chance, you know, 5 years ago, like when you knew you were not going the right way, but you literally said, I want to change people's lives.
Yeah.
And you've changed mine. And I mean that. And I just feel that the more people you touch through your holistic healing and you and I through God and just sharing our testimony, because like I said, she and I were in a bar. She comes outside, and I'm drinking my water, and I'm smoking a cigarette. And she just says, wow, what is it about you? And I started laughing. I said, oh, trust me, you're either going to love me or I'm going to agitate your demons. You're like, well, I don't know what's going on, but I'm thinking it's pretty cool. And I'll just never forget the look in your eyes.
Yeah, and then we
eyes.
Saw each other like a couple times when we were singing.
Yep.
Because I love to sing too.
Yep.
And so we just really got to know each other, and I helped you a lot with the circulation magnetic therapy.
You sure did.
And then I took a chance with the patches that would help you too. So,
and it sure has. And like I said, anybody that is wanting to, you know, handle, who wants to get a handle on their pain or just their health, they need to get a hold of you. And I know that you'll give all the information, all your websites,
yes,
you know, everything.
Well,
so that
I am
way
working on my website, because
okay,
this is like, I just graduated in March.
Right.
So I'm working on my website right now. So that's in the make. So,
Now, but, do you have any...
Yeah, it's Carrie K. Davis. It's C-A-R-R-I-E-K-A-Y Davis. So you can get me on Facebook. Also, you can go on YouTube and get my channel.
Okay, and that is?
Yeah, yeah. Subscribe to my channel, which is Living a Healthy Lifestyle Show. And I started this show about 2 years ago. I just celebrated my Yay. Second anniversary. And I'm just so happy to have you on tonight, Lisa. It's just so awesome.
Well, I truly am blessed because I had no idea what I was going to say, you know, to you, to say to you that I was told to say. And sometimes people don't want to hear what I'm saying, and then they're, you know, they think you're crazy, and you know, I scare people at the Winn-Dixie right by the church, because I'll walk in, I'll say what I'm told to say, and they're like, you shouldn't know that. But there's a reason that people cross your path.
Yes.
And I, that night, I wasn't gonna go sing that night.
Right.
But something said go sing, and here we are. If I had not have gone and sang, this would have been not happening right now. But
yeah.
I know that you had a lady on one of your former shows, and I know that she couldn't talk, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
So if you would please share that information.
Her name is Sally, and she's in the hospital tonight. Sally, if you're watching, I was supposed to send you the link, so I will do that. But she was in the hospital because she hit a tree, and she has come a long, long ways. She basically had, what do you call it, throat cancer,
right.
And of the esophagus was all messed up, and she wasn't able to swallow, she wasn't able to eat, and we put the patch on her, and she's been wearing it for about 3 weeks off and on now. And she can swallow, she can eat, she doesn't have to be tube fed all the time. So we're seeing some really amazing results with her. She also has some issues with her toes being stuck together. We're working on removing those, getting those.
Right.
You know, there's so many things that you could do holistically. It would blow your mind.
Right. And that's something that the public needs to hear more of. They need to know that you don't have to put stuff in your body that literally, I mean, I love my grandparents, and you know, all I know is they had to take one pill to help with another pill. They had to take this pill for that pill and this reaction to that. No, I've had no reaction to the patch. I've had no reaction to the circulation therapy. I've had nothing but amazing results, and I have been able, and if I'm not mistaken, I've given a few people your number and your patches, and they've reached out to you.
Yes, they have.
To get
Thank
on
you
it.
Very
yeah,
much.
To get
yes.
on it, because it's a testimony. It's really, what can I do to help you? It's not about me. It's about what can I do for you? Because
yeah. Well, we're all here to help one another. And each one of us should wake up every day, like I said, in the mindset thing, and just say, Lord, I thank you so much for my very many blessings. We should always thank him for our blessings.
Waking up's the first one.
Yes, just like, I woke up today, you know, it's going to be a great day. And, you know, if I have things that happen, I really, really try to focus on the good, you know, and put those aside for a little bit. And I always say, let your emotions subside before you decide.
Ooh, let your emotions subside.
Yes, that's a famous quote by Joyce Meyer. So I don't want to take that
there
away
you go.
From
Joyce,
her. She's
you're,
my
you're
favorite.
You're amazing, yeah, as always.
Yes. So, but let your emotions subside before you decide, because when you do decide, after you've had your emotions so messed up, you really think about it differently. You really do. And if you write it down, like what you're upset about, it's just very, very important to work on your mindset. So
and the closer, as you know, you and I have talked several times, the closer you get to what you're supposed to do on this earth and your faith, it's going to be harder. And I try to explain to people, you know, I respect everybody's faith. You don't have to walk the same walk I'm walking. People, I'm not walking the same. It's all our own our own path and
our own journey.
Those who don't believe it in God above, I still have friends that are known atheists, agnostic, mm-hmm. but I don't push my beliefs, and they respect me to, hey, I'm still going to be you. But when it comes down to it, I know that meeting you, we're going to change a lot of people's lives.
Amen. We were supposed to be on the radio together. That's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy. I'm supposed to be at Karen Arthur's birthday party tonight, and I said, I can't make it. I got to go on the show.
Thank you for saving my behind.
Oh, you're so cute. And yeah, if I had one, I would say sure. So, but literally, when you know that you were put in somebody's path, that there's no other explanation.
Yeah.
There's no other way to say except we had to. People are either a lesson. Yeah. You're either going to learn a lesson, or, you know, they're there to help you to the next
level.
Well,
I say this. You meet somebody for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. You never know what it's going to be. You mm-hmm. never know how long it's going to yep. be. You never know why they came into your path. You don't know what they're going to teach you, and you don't know what you're going to teach them.
Exactly.
So it's just, life is that way. And so I've learned to have people come into my life, and then they leave. If the time is up, and I have to be okay with that, you know, family members right now that aren't feeling good, you know, that have been, you know, sick and everything, I pray for them. Mm-hmm. But I was told the other day that I have to have peace in my heart, and God will give us peace, that if we lose our loved ones, it's beyond our control.
Right.
And I am actually a widow.
Right, and
I don't know
the
if you know that. My husband died October 19th. It'll be 14 years. So, and he died all of a sudden on his Harley.
Right, and when you and I know that you have you're in the process. I'm writing a book. You're writing
yes.
a book. And the great thing is, the only what connects us all together is, you know, Dawn Reese.
Yeah.
And she's doing Miracle Stories, and she's opened so many doors for me. I've been a model on HSN, studio audience. We've all done, like, it's
crazy. I would
have
never started Living a Healthy Lifestyle show if it wasn't for Dawn.
Right.
Seriously. I mean, I kind of started a little bit of doing Facebook Live, and I started doing Living a Healthy Lifestyle show 2 years ago on my own. That is true. But Dawn has helped me to get where I am today.
The door opens.
God has opened the doors tremendously. Tremendously. Mm-hmm. She's given me lots of opportunities to be a beauty, health, and wellness coach.
Right.
It's always been my dream, and I'm living my dream. You know, I went to school to teach people how to live that healthy lifestyle, and I totally recommend doing it holistically if you can. I'm not against Western medication. I did want to say that. You know, my mother was very sick with the lung issue, and if she hadn't been on medication, she probably wouldn't have made it. So I do believe that there is reasons to be on medication, but I also believe that America is over medicated. And I believe that if we look at what is out there for us to use, heck, I went to Sprouts today, girl. I spent over $200 and I got elderberry syrup. I got apple cider vinegar tablets. And I teach all my clients, you guys could use these things.
Right. And
you know,
and you said
chlorophyll alkalines your body.
And you said it, it's a lifestyle.
It is a lifestyle.
It's not a quick fix. And like I was explaining, and the GBO that I'm so blessed to be part of, Global Bodybuilding Organization, it's God's based in this. The
Amen.
The president, you know, Bob Johnson, you know, God comes first. And the Florida director, Dan Olson, God comes first. And the way we met was also, I kept seeing this post of Bob John, like, what is global bodybuilding? I knew of all the others. What is this?
Yeah.
And I call him, have a full mouthful of food. He calls right back. And I say, hey, this is who I am. I want to know about you, blah, blah, blah. And call Dan. And next thing you know, here we are. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to be bringing an amazing, amazing show next year to Tampa. I'm promoting it, so I'm
Woo-hoo!
Excited. And we've got many different classes. We have what I'm going to be entering in is the transformation class, which means it's not only about the weight loss. It's more, what have you overcome? Have you had challenges? Yes, I had cancer. I lost my company from a bad check. COVID happened. What is it that you were able to overcome to transform? I was 315.5 pounds.
Oh, at my 0.5. goodness, I know.
That makes a
so
difference.
So proud of you.
And
come a long way, girl.
And you realize that when you are supposed to do what you're doing, and I have never felt more at peace, more in my own self, and knowing I know exactly where I'm going.
Amen.
And you with the holistic, this is where you and I come in together, because we have athletes that are going to be training and they're going to hurt, and the patch is going to go on their
shoulder.
And
I'll be right there with the patches. I'll be right there with the circulation magnetic therapy.
Exactly.
I'll be right there making sure they're drinking their water. You know, that's my second step in the program. Mm-hmm. I teach how to alkaline your body. That's really important. Do lemon water with warm water, alkalinity versus acidity. If your body's more acidic than it is alkaline, you will not be able to fight off disease and illness as much.
Right.
You really won't. It's a known fact. And so I'm also excited about opening up my own clinic with Marcy and providing everybody this five-step amazing program, my holistic health coaching, and we're going to call it holistic healing.
And
what do you think about that?
I'm just excited because, like I said, we started at a bar. Like, the one place that you didn't think God would be at is a bar, and there we are. So, like I said, I know that you've been able to help me, and like I said, if anybody wants to reach out to you, please give them your information one more time, Carrie, because I don't want somebody not to get a chance to feel the way I feel. I was on, you know, they had me at 6 Percocets a day. I was miserable. I was irritable. And that's not the way to live. There's a way that you can holistically help with pain.
So you can go to 51, this is my phone number, is 515-822-4877. It's Holistic Health Coaching, CKD, but I am working on the website. Living a Healthy Lifestyle, please subscribe to my channel on YouTube. My goal is to build my very first 100 people.
Yay!
And so I'm jumping over to YouTube, and you know, you can, but mostly get to me by phone, because I am a people person.
Yes.
I am the on the phone. I want to talk to you and I want to get to know you. And texting is not my favorite friend.
Yeah, no. Texting, I always get taken the wrong way with texting. So I've learned no more texting. But like I said, I'm so blessed that, you know, you asked me to come in here and share my story. And I'm just telling you the truth. You know, this patch works. Everything that you've brought to me has helped me, and I'm a skeptic. I'm like, I gotta try this. Let me see. And then when I tell my friends, you need to try this, they know if I tell you to try something, it's because I've tried it, I've researched it, and it works, you know, for me. So,
well, when I went to the Christian Music Festival to volunteer, that was another Don Reese thing. And when I went there, I met a lady who prayed over the patches. She was from Brazil, and she was praying in the spirit, and she had said that this is just like the blood of Jesus. This is going to help a lot of people to get their body better, you know? And I really believe that, because I've seen some miracle stories. I've seen some people that put it on, and they're instantly out of whatever was going on with them, the inflammation or the pain. Not to say that it cures, heals, or treats anything, but...
Right, and this time goes so fast. We have like 30 seconds.
Okay.
I want to thank you again. I want to wish Marcy quick healing.
Yes.
And Karen, a happy birthday once again. Season Ryan, Sheila, Renee, everybody from Papa's New York Diner, you made our night great.
And thank you for joining Living a Healthy Lifestyle show tonight, Lisa. We got more shows to come. Guys, we can't wait to get back on the air again.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Y'all have a great night.
All right. Have a great night.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.